The last time we had you on the show, and we so appreciated your time, you spoke a little bit about where this ability came from and embracing it. Do you find now that you are so established and, you know, people know of you and what you do, can you walk into a room and feel comfortable to say and approach someone going, there is something coming through? Or is there that invitation? Like, just say the three of us are chatting, yourself, Josh and I, and if something came through from one of us, would you be comfortable, or have you, or do you interject, or does it have to be that invitation?
Well, I think there has to be an invitation. So like if I'm got a relationship with you guys, right? Mm. And you know, I'm being inducted into your club. Mm. I feel like that gives me the ability to be able to say, hey, is it okay if I say this?
Yeah, but okay.
If I'm having dinner at a restaurant or I'm walking through a supermarket, it's not appropriate for me even to open myself up to energy like that. Because really that's what a medium is doing. A psychic has to make the decision to choose to do it.
Yeah.
So it's not like, oh my God, I'm so psychic, I can't control myself, I have to now like read this person. It's I'm making a choice, or that psychic is making a choice to do that. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, my ego is very well in check. I don't need to be proven to anybody I can do this. So when I do it, I'm doing it at the time and place that is being elected for me to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's important. So if I have clients, I want to make sure that my energy is being saved for those clients. If I have an event, I want to make sure my energy is safe for, you know, that event.
Yeah.
But if I'm hanging with a friend and something comes through and they've already given me that green light, then yeah, of course I would totally tell them.
Hell yeah, man. Before we let you go, it's been a little while since you've had your TV show, but you're a lot older, you're a lot wiser at this point in time. If you were to make a John Edward TV show in 2019, how do you reckon it'd look?
How do I think it would do, or how would I do it?
How would it look? What different things would you change from the original iteration? What would be the show look like, essentially?
I think it would look like a reflection of what it was, but if it stayed on the air today, which would be incorporating other modalities, where we would be talking about, like right now, I would want to sit with a team of astrologers and talk about what's going on cosmically to help people understand why they're feeling this division. Because if somebody actually sits down with an astrologer, that astrologer is going to say that the aspects that we're having now planetary-wise are very reminiscent of the same aspects we had in the 1930s and 40s. Mm-hmm. And some of the same themes that happened back then are actually happening right now. So in order to actually learn from history, to make sure you don't repeat it, you have to understand why we got into those things in the first place. So that would be legitimately one of the segments that I would be like slapping astrologers on a panel and being like, okay, please tell us what's going on and how do we shift and change, navigate and grow and evolve through it.
We are so thrilled to have you back in the country later this year. You'll be up the road in Melbourne October 25th. All the details on your tour, carrock.com.au. We are always so very grateful for a few minutes of your time, John.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Next time you're on the show, third appearance, you are friend of the show. And Josh and I, we're giving you the green light, so if anything else comes through that we need to know, absolutely let us know.
You got it, guys. Thank you so much.